St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, this is Palm Sunday. Today we enter into Jerusalem with the Lord Jesus. We begin the holiest week of the church's liturgical year. When I was a young priest, one of my mentors spoke to me about the five P's: pace, patience, perseverance, perspective, and prayer. Jesus has been pacing himself throughout his ministry. Now his hour has come. He paced himself, he prepared himself. Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Pace. Each of us has our own journey of faith, and we must pace ourselves along the way, lest we tire and not complete our mission. Patience. Patience, one saint says, is that which one is willing to suffer out of love for another. When we contemplate the cross and what Jesus suffered for us, we see what he is willing to endure for us, out of love for us, how far God is willing to go to save us. He will endure every insult, every lash of the whip, the crowning of thorns, the spitting, the mocking, everything for us, even crucifixion, which is the worst and terrible form of punishment for us. Pace, patience, he suffered out of love for us. Perseverance. Jesus carried his cross, and as we've been doing the Stations of the Cross throughout Lent, we meditate upon the three falls of Jesus. But Jesus persevered to the very end. Each time the heavy wood came down upon him, despite all his scars and bruises, he got back up and he carried the cross for us. He persevered to the end, knowing well what would happen. Perspective. Nailed to the wood of the cross, Jesus hangs between heaven and earth. He reconciles humanity, sinful humanity, with the Father. Heaven and earth are joined together. He has the perspective of seeing those down below who are in need of redemption and looking up toward his Father, knowing that his Father can glorify him and his Father can heal sinful humanity. Jesus, hanging between heaven and earth, looks on us not with anger, not with resentment, but with mercy and compassion. The final P is prayer. Prayer is conversation with God. And when we think about Jesus' final prayer to the Father, it is one of mercy. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Pace, patience, perseverance, perspective, and prayer. But we could add a sixth P, passion. Jesus is passionately in love with his bride, the church. He will lay down his life for his bride. He will make her clean through the outpouring of his precious blood. Yes, our God is a God whose heart is filled with passionate love for humanity. As we enter into Holy Week and we contemplate the mysteries of Holy Thursday, the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood, we think about God's love in the sacrament of charity. God comes to dwell with his people. On Good Friday, again, we commemorate the Passion of the Lord. Everything is dark, but Jesus saves us through the wood of the cross. The Easter Vigil is the culmination of the church's liturgical year, and from darkness emerges the light of Christ, and we begin to celebrate the glory of the resurrection. Sin and death have no more power over us, for our God has come to save us.
Thanks for joining us for this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for Palm Sunday. If you'd like to listen to it again or share it with a friend or family member, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.